ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Have you ever thought about flying the Australian flag in front of your home? It's a far more common practice in countries like the USA. So why do relatively few people do it here? And what motivates those who invest considerable time and effort into erecting a pole, raising a flag, and abiding by all the associated protocols? I spent the summer seeking out and speaking to people in Canberra and down at the South Coast who proudly fly the Aussie flag.
Hi, my name is Alan Greenwood.
How long have you had the Australian flag in your front yard?
About 9 years now.
Tell us a bit about the flagpole in particular. It's a pretty special flagpole.
I made it and it's 6 metres high, and then it's got another about 5 metres above that for where the flag actually flies. It's the Parliament House flagpole, replica of the Parliament House flagpole, yes.
How'd you come up with that concept of making the new Parliament House flagpole?
I actually made it for the Scout Jamborees. It was an ACT gateway at the Jamborees.
How did you decide to put it up in this very prominent position in your front yard?
It was just something I did, and I just loved the flagpole because I made it, and it's just there, and why not use it? It's just going to be sitting around in the backyard doing nothing, because I'm not going to get rid of it because of especially the festive season of Christmas, where I got my lights hanging off all off it.
When you put it up, was there any opposition, or have people pretty much been in favour of it?
I think everyone's fairly well been in favour of it. A lot of cars will stop, they'll look out the window, and sometimes they'll take the camera out and take a photo of the flagpole, thinking, oh, what an amazing guy.
I didn't ask you how long it took to construct and erect.
Probably about 3 months. It's made out of aluminium, so it's not going to rust and fall apart. So.
Are there any protocols or guidelines that you have to follow with respect to flying the Aussie flag?
Yes, the Australian flag will not touch the ground. Otherwise, it's a disrespect for the country. Yep. and the flag. If it gets flown at half-mast for a personal reason, someone's passed away or someone important, it must go to the top of the flagpole and then come back down to the half-mast. And when it comes down again, it must go to the top of the flagpole and then come all the way down.
And some people get it up there every morning, hoist it up every morning and take it down in the evening. You don't necessarily do that?
No, not necessarily. I've actually got a floodlight now that's going onto it, so it'll be actually flood lit of a night time.
Yeah.
And most of the time it'll stay up.
Been using the floodlights for the Christmas decorations, I assume.
That's correct, yes. And I've actually got to take the flagpole down to get the Christmas tree down, but at the moment I'm putting the flag up next to the Christmas tree.
You know, you've had it up for 9 years. You look at it every day. Is it still an emotional experience for you?
Yes. Yes, it is.
What sort of emotions?
Oh, just about what it's like to be an Australian, being a proud Australian.
We are one, but we are many.
Today we're meeting people who fly the Australian flag in front of their homes. People just like Sharon and John, who have a holiday house on the New South Wales south coast. I was interested in finding out how they wanted people to feel as they drove by.
We are Australian.
To be very, very proud of our country and let everybody know that Australia is a beautiful country to live in.
The other thing is you get a reaction from people driving past when they toot the horn and they see the flag out. And I mean, that's a sign of endearment, I suppose, or a sense of pride or whatever.
So you've had no pushback? Family and friends prefer you didn't fly the flag?
No, they're all proud. They all love it.
Do you have it up all the time, or do you raise it and take it down regularly?
I take it in and out sometimes. It all depends whether we're here or not. I have it up there most of the time when we're down here, and people know that we're home or whatever, so they call in. But I just use it for my own personal use, and I put it out when I want to put it out.
So it's got the practical purpose of telling people when you're here, but it also has the ceremonial side, that for big events, for important days.
Oh yes, we have it flying Australia Day, Christmas, Easter, and anything that's special that's happening, we'll have it up there. If there's a fun run or anything, we'll have it hanging up there if we're here. Just anything to do with Australia and fun, we put it up.
And when you put it up, does it still evoke some sort of emotion for you?
Well, both of us have had grandparents and parents that have fought in the war, so it's something for us to be proud of. We're an older generation. The younger ones might not be as proud as what we are, but we're training our grandchildren to be proud Australians, and hopefully it'll still stick while we're long and gone.
Do you think more people should fly flags in Australia?
I do think more people should fly the flag, and I don't think it's lost its enthusiasm at all, and I think it's actually gaining momentum, and has been for a number of years. But we're not exactly Americans having one on every household. Maybe we're not quite as patriotic as what they are, but we should be.
What if Australia became a republic and the flag changed? Would that make things difficult for you in terms of flying the flag?
Yeah. Very much so. That would be a disgrace to the country, because our parents have long gone and grandparents have gone, and they fought under that flag to give every one of us the freedom and the right to live the way we live. So that would be a disgrace, I feel, but that's my opinion.
We sort of have quite a dealings at time about talking about the flag and the way it should be changed, even with the national anthem and Australia Day and so on and so forth, and I think if it ain't broke, don't break it.
The final Aussie flag flyer whom I met was named Bruce, but he was nothing like the ones made famous by the Monty Python crew.
Hello, Bruce. How are you, Bruce?
Rather, this Bruce was a Canadian-Australian who was eager to point out exactly why he had an Australian flag in his front yard.
I don't know if I'm supposed to mention this, but I read in an article that people that display Australian flags on Australia Day are generally rednecks.
Do you consider yourself a redneck?
No, not at all. In fact, I think it's a bit unfair to be branding patriotic Australians as rednecks.
So you didn't consider flying the Canadian flag as opposed to the Australian flag?
I did, but I only had one flagpole. But I've since acquired another one, so I'm going to put up the Canadian flag probably for Canada Day, which is 1st of July.
Do you ever fly it at half-mast?
No, I haven't, and that's an interesting point, because half-mast in the proper term way back when is one flag length down the pole. It's not half-mast.
Oh.
But to our American friends, to them it's halfway down the pole. So I think Australia has adopted a protocol that is close to halfway down, but not quite.
So that's a good sign of how we're sort of American, sort of English, and sort of Australian at the same time.
That's it. That's exactly what it is.
How have your family and friends reacted to the flag that flies over your front yard?
Depends on which one it is. I think my son kind of laughs at it. He's in the army.
Why does he laugh at it? Does he associate flag flying with more grandeur than his old man's home?
I think that's probably the case, to be absolute frank.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Do you think that we should love and appreciate the flag more? And what would that entail?
We need to recognise, firstly, the composition of the flag as it is today. And remember, as a Canadian, I went through the change of flags, which was when I was in high school. There was a small but vocal core who wanted to retain the original flag. And very surprisingly, some of the quite, who would you probably say, redneck type people, wanted to retain the old flag.
And did that have the Union Jack on it?
Yes, it did. But then, as you know, the Canadian flag replaced it with the maple leaf, and it's totally recognisable as Canadian now. So I guess we need one with a kangaroo on it.
How do you feel when you look up at the flag, or you hoist it? You're going to hoist a new flag up there soon. Is it still an emotional event for you?
Coming home every day and coming up the street and seeing it is an emotional event for me every day. It still is. I just feel that way.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you mean, just feel that way? How do you feel?
I feel proud to be an Australian. We are Australian.
Some proud Australians reflecting upon why they fly the flag and what exactly is involved. Keep your ears out for more fascinating stories from everyday folk in and around the ACT with me, Kim Hoon, on ABC Radio Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.